May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There are just some times when it's time for a certain sermon. Last year, I preached a sermon about Peter, about who he was, and what we can learn about him from Scripture, and what we can piece together about his journey of faith. Now, a year later, it's time for that story, because all of a sudden, it's not just an interesting story. Now it's a story about a man who found his strength by being rooted in acknowledging his shortcomings and striving to overcome them. It's a story about a man whose darkest personal moment gave him the raw materials to grow into a great and brilliant leader. We know a lot of Peter's story from Scripture. We know he was a fisherman. He was one of the very first disciples Jesus called. He was the very first disciple to confess Jesus as the Messiah. We know that Jesus renamed Peter as the rock on which he would build his church, and that Peter preached the very first Christian sermon on the day of Pentecost. We know that Peter became one of the pillars of the church in Jerusalem. When Paul wished to become an evangelist, he went up to Jerusalem to stand before Peter to receive his commission. But Peter was more than just an idealized elder statesman of the early Christian community. Peter was a flawed and complex man, whose embarrassing early blunders and misunderstandings were well known in the early church, and it was also well known that he had denied Christ in order to save his own skin. We read these events in the Gospels, Gospels which were written during or not long after Peter's own life, Gospels which record the stories that were well known to the Christian community, including eyewitness testimony from those who knew these things personally. In short, we read of Peter's failings as a faithful disciple because his failings were well known in the community. Peter was known as someone who had messed up and badly. But if we look closely at the most painful story of Peter's failings, the story of his denial of Christ, which is recorded in all four Gospels, we'll notice something enormously important. We'll notice that there were Christian witnesses to Christ predicting Peter's denial at the Last Supper, but we'll also notice that there were no Christian witnesses to the three denials themselves. So who told the story? How did it come to be known that Peter did indeed deny Christ? I believe it's because Peter himself told the story. Peter himself told the story about how profoundly he failed his Lord and how graciously his Lord forgave him. Peter himself acknowledged to his community how flawed and faithless he had been in order to tell a personal story of how Christ forgives and redeems us. They knew this about him as he rose to become a leader in the early church. They witnessed his humility as he told the story again and again. After all, we can't possibly think that that story made it into all four Gospels by being told quietly and shamefacedly only once. No, Peter told that story again and again, acknowledged his shame and gave credit to Christ again and again. And they welcomed him and acknowledged him as a leader of the whole church because of his humility and his willingness to allow Christ to work through him and transform him into a brilliant, bold, courageous, humble, gracious, generous leader. Peter became a leader in the early church not despite his faults and mistakes, not because people were ignorant of his flaws, but because he was open and transparent and made his journey plain to everyone as a sign of how Christ can transform us. They trusted him because they could see how he opened himself to Christ working in his life, transforming him from faithless coward to fearless disciple and leader. Every one of us has moments in our lives that we regret, moments that we look back on with disappointment about how we acted, moments that we wish we could have acted differently. And every one of us worries that those moments define who we are. The story of Peter is this. It is possible for those moments to be a starting place for radically redefining who we are as disciples of Christ. Peter shows us that the worst, most disappointing moments of our lives can be transformed by God's grace working in us, helping us to learn from those moments and to choose step by step to take a different path in a more Christ-like direction. By the astonishing grace of God, any moment, even the worst moment of our whole lives, can become the beginning of a profound and beautiful new life in faith. And eventually we can look back at that moment and say, yes, I did that. That was me. And then trace the workings of the Spirit in the step-by-step, moment-by-moment journey we've taken since then, and notice how our whole lives are different as a result, and give thanks to God. That is the humility that Peter found. And it is that humility to acknowledge who he was and where he'd come from and how by the grace of God he'd grown that turned him into the brilliant leader, the elder statesman that he became. Imagine Peter at the height of his power, a leader that everyone knew by name when he walked into a room, a man everyone was in awe of, who was strong enough in himself and in his faith to be honest about the struggles he'd faced, humble enough to talk about how he'd grown and learned and been transformed to become the man he had become. That's the kind of patriarch Peter was. And that's the kind of grandfather we have in faith. Our church was founded in part by a man with an amazing recovery story who allowed his worst moments to be known so that his life could be a testimony to the power of Christ transforming everyone's lives. That's the kind of church we were founded to be, a community of people known for the very best things we've done, and where we have the humility to be honest about things we wish we hadn't done, where we've got the space to learn from those things and grow. We are invited with endless grace to grow, to see ourselves as seedlings and go searching for the light of Christ in our lives, and sprout up into a new and beautiful day. In this Easter season, this season of new life, may God grant us the gift of the Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts and breathe into us a new confidence in God's grace, a new hope and resilience, a new trust in God's endless promise of forgiveness, and a new heart of repentance and humility, that we may open ourselves to his transforming work in our lives and in the world. Amen.